Okay, this is Rocky Flats. You are tuned in to greenlightradio.com. I am sitting here with Hot Soup. Say hello, introduce yourself, tell everyone who you are.
Hello, I am Matt Flaherty, the guitarist from Hot Soup.
My name is Mirko Altenbach, and I am the saxophonist for Hot Soup.
I'm Adrian Angfer, play the bass, and our drummer is dead in the garden right now.
Dead drummer. Okay. He just did drum, right?
He might have.
Okay.
He died afterwards.
He died. Oh, he wasn't
dead during. The zombie craze.
Tragic.
Right, right. Not
Eternal
the zombie
combustion.
Drummer. All right, so I'm actually new to your band. I have not heard your band before or heard of your band. So consider me a new listener. Tell me more about your band, where you guys came from, what your influences were, and where you guys are going for.
Yeah, well, we all met here in Boulder, Colorado, even though we're not in Boulder right now. Me and Mirko met each other up in Northern California, going to school in Humboldt, and we moved out here with an old band that broke up, and we searched far and wide for young Flaherty over here.
I'm older than all of them.
And once we found him, you know, it was like things started happening, and our drummers started dying off one after another, and tonight we had another one die.
We have many drummers.
Apparently. Now, do they die, or do you just end up killing them?
I mean,
that's a different time and place.
Yeah. Different interview.
Yeah,
exactly.
Police questioning.
I was with my grandmother every night.
Every night.
So,
even tonight.
Exactly. She's hot, though, which is good.
Nice. All right, so do you guys have CDs right now? Do you guys have anything recorded?
We are recording, actually. The same guys who Interstate works with, we record at this studio called Far and Away with Jeff, and we're halfway recorded. We've recorded four songs, and we're going to do about four or five more in the next couple weeks, so we're working on it. It'll be out by 2013.
Yeah,
there you go. That's a goal.
Once the world ends, it'll be ready.
Exactly.
A post-apocalypse album.
Exactly.
For the kids.
Yeah, so we're excited. We recorded a lot of songs that we've been playing for a couple of years now, and then we're gonna record a lot of new songs and stuff like that. So it'll be fun.
Nice. Yep. Now, do you guys have any future gigs coming up?
We do. We're playing Halloween at Mountain Sun in Boulder, Colorado on Sunday, the 31st.
You're doing a Ween cover.
We're covering. Right? We're going to do some of our own stuff. And then after midnight, we're going to play Ween's Quebec album in honor of Ween and playing in the state of Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Ween is badass.
That's great. We love Ween.
Got to love the Ween.
We approve.
So what does it feel like being here at this at the Upper Dickens house?
It's pretty cool. It's a lot better than I expected. We don't normally play in Longmont too much.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I had different expectations, but I've been very, very impressed.
Yeah, I am impressed so far. We've been checking you guys out and seeing it, and this show is amazing.
I was definitely guessing a dive bar with a really fancy name.
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
Like, all right, so I'm gonna get beers thrown at me, PBR cans. We'll see.
And you hear renovated, you just think, oh, that means they got a new toilet or something. You know?
Maybe.
Maybe if you're lucky. So what's it like playing with Interstate? Have you guys played with them before?
Yeah, they opened up for us at the B-Side Lounge,
which is
no longer in Boulder. And if a nice bar owner would like to buy that bar and hire us, we'd very much approve.
Right.
Yeah, they're a very good match. And they always have a different kind of fan base than we do, and it kind of works out in a very good way.
Right,
because
They have
girls that show up to their
shows. Well, and hot girls at that.
You just get them.
We have my mom
show up.
We have my mom show up, and I don't know. She's getting
she's
past her high. Prime these
well, what
days.
What about his grandma? Is your grandma to come to the show?
Between the whole family, we're looking pretty good.
Sweet. So here's a question we actually ask every band. Doesn't matter who they are. We're a pirate radio station. Okay.
Arr.
And so we ask a question about music piracy. How do you guys feel about music piracy in that stealing, you know, music off the internet, file sharing?
Well, it's hard enough to be a musician these days, and I guess you have to. It's the reality, and you have to adapt. Unfortunately,
right?
I mean,
it's interesting too.
Creative these days.
Yeah, and these days it's like it's kind of how what things are moving towards is like just music being thrown out on the internet for people to listen to. And I think you know, it seems like these days most big bands make their money like touring and whatnot. So the more people are listening to it, free or however they get their hold of it, there's a better chance they're gonna come see your show.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Well, it sounds that's basically
right.
That's basically all the questions I had for you guys. Well,
thank you. Thank you right for having us.
Thank you for having the interview.
Yeah,
no, we
it.
Would like a.
We love you.
Oh, sweet.
No, really. Aww. It's weird. Yeah.
Like, I'm an Irish pirate.
Oh, nice.
I'm a.
Army laddie.
I'm a. You got a lot of roots. New Yorker pirate myself.
Nice. Nice. Oh, wow. Yeah.